Good morning, dear family. This is Carol. Claire has asked me to share some things with you today in lieu of a message from Jesus. Over the past few weeks since the teachings about the early church and Mary have been started, we have received many varied comments from our heart-dwelling family about how these teachings have impacted your lives. So we have chosen seven in particular that seem to best represent all the good fruit of what Jesus has been telling us to share with you all now. Some of these testimonies are about how Mary has touched a life with healing, or how thoughts have been changed and rearranged concerning who she is, and just what place she has in the kingdom of God. Some are about the power of the rosary, or perhaps the mercy chaplet, and there is even testimony of visitations from Mary and Jesus. We pray the Lord will bless you with these precious testimonies today, as we continue to learn more and more about His kingdom, and continue to grow together in one accord and in love. Here is the first testimony. A few years back, my grandmother passed away from cancer, and my mother was the only one there with her in the hospital room when she passed. My mom told me all about it. It's quite amazing, very similar to the way Claire describes her mom's passing in the prologue to Chronicles of the Bride. My grandmother was almost lifeless in her hospital bed for a few days before her passing. Then the one night, my mother decided to pray the rosary out loud to my grandmother. Not long after she had said it, my grandmother sprung up and sat up in bed with her eyes wide open, staring out at something behind my mother, and then dropped back onto her bed and was gone.
And now the second.
I am not Catholic, but I can say that Jesus has given me such a heart for his mother over the last few years. For 27 years, I carried around dogma in my head regarding Mother Mary. Jesus has led me out of all of it, cleansing both my mind and my heart, giving me the truth about her and the proper perspective I should have towards her. Oh, how I have now come to love our Blessed Mother Mary. I am so overjoyed with what Jesus is sharing with us here on the channel about her now. He has even led me to creating and building my own rosaries over the past year. Sometimes I chuckle to myself about that. Who would have ever thought that I would be doing that? Not me. Really something, the transformation he has done in my heart for her. Something I could have never come to terms with 30 years ago when I gave my life to Christ. This singular transformation alone in my heart for Mother Mary testifies to the truth of what has been shared here on the channel. My hope and prayer for us all here is that we all will come to a deep and profound love for our Blessed Mother Mary.
And now the third.
Heart dwellers, here's a testimony about the Rosary and the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. My cousin last year of January was about to die of a fourth-stage rare cancer, and after I heard about it, I started praying the rosary 2 to 3 times a day, together with the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, for I didn't want her to pass away yet. She was only 21 at the time. Then we checked our auntie about her health within a month. She said that the cancer had all gone. Rosary prayer method and the Chaplet of Divine Mercy was the only prayer method I was using, and it got answered. My cousin is still alive to this day. It's a miracle from rosary method of prayer. And a couple of years ago, I saw my first waking vision from Jesus, clear as day, like a big TV screen with soft edges, while I was reciting the rosary, then the chaplet after that. It was in the middle of me praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy that I saw my few minutes vision, just because I asked for a vision from Jesus before I prayed the rosary and the chaplet. I received healing and transcendent peace together with that vision on that very night in my room, and the peace has remained in me to this very day. And the healing of the suffering, which was physical illness I had, went away for good together with that vision. I had carried that suffering for 16 years, and it's now gone for good. All because of the teachings on this channel, plus the rosary and the chaplet, that all these good things have happened to me. It's not the enemy. I've discerned it for 2 years now, and it's just too sweet, too loving, and too peaceful to be from the enemy. The overwhelming love and the transcendent peace has lasted till now. I'm being honest here, and Jesus knows I'm telling the truth. Much love and God bless you, my friends. I hope and pray the scales in your eyes will soon fall.
And now the fourth.
I am Catholic and have prayed the rosary my entire life, but I died unexpectedly during labor. And I remember when I was carried to heaven and found myself in front of Jesus. He was so loving and kind. No one can describe how amazing it feels to be in his presence. He was not displeased or offended by my respect for his mother during my life, I can assure you. He showed me the times I had prayed to God the Father and to Jesus, and how happy he was that I chose during my earthly test to believe in his love for me and to trust him. His love was more than I can describe, and I still cry sometimes because of how much I miss him there. He told me he was proud of me. After our conversation, he sent me back here. I was quite sad to come back. I still pray the rosary because I know it does not offend Jesus when we remember his life in that way. I also say the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, which I feel pleases Jesus very much, because of the graces and conversions it can attain for lost souls, all of whom he loves immensely.
The fifth.
Brothers and sisters, those of you who are having struggles with this word regarding using the rosary in prayer, I understand. I have spent my life in the Protestant tradition, seriously believing that much of what happens in a Catholic services was not much more than show, more than tradition. I've never prayed the rosary in my life. I've never taken seriously the idea of praying to Mary. For that matter, I had never prayed using the Divine Mercy Chaplet. To me, all these things only represented the traditions of men. It wasn't until I started understanding the Lord's explanations through his conversations with Claire and really listening, especially listening with my heart. In teaching us about the early church, I began to understand how so much of what I thought of as tradition had its roots in truth, in Scripture. When Jesus said to the people that they must eat his flesh and drink his blood, and numbers of his disciples left because they just couldn't make their way around that, my soul cried, "Lord, I don't want to be that way. I give you my doctrinal doubts. Help me see past a lifetime of holding on to my own dogmas. Help me see your word. I'm learning a lot of new stuff, and that's great. I'm not just a little in awe of the Mary I never knew, and the mysteries the early church believed that, to me, someone who has grown up in and trained for ministry and church have had little comprehension of. All this to say, take your uncertainties to the Lord. Don't be too quick to discredit something just because it's not according to the way you were taught. Let's all make room for him to correct and fill in the gaps in our understanding."
The sixth.
Meeting Mary deep in the heart of Puerto Rico. At the age of 16, my now brother-in-law decided he and four other friends would go to their local Catholic church and pray the rosary on a Friday night. They were sad to see their friends getting drunk, the partying and ever-looming occult practices in those mountains. They had been revisiting the church every Friday night for some time and had grown to love one another and their time together. One evening, at the end of their prayer, when all was quiet, suddenly appeared the most beautiful lady they had ever seen. She was taller than average height and very beautiful. With arms outstretched, an exquisite scent of roses filled the very air they were breathing. She looked so lovingly at them, as if to say, "Thank you." They were stunned and in awe. They knew their heavenly mother and intercessor had come to visit them. I, too, when I was 14 years old, when I started believing, knew that there was more than just praying to Jesus. So by the time I was maybe 22, I was so sick of everyone telling me not to pray to Jesus' mother. I asked him, "Please,
Is your mother real? I was the next day at church, and I wanted so badly to know the truth. I was sad because I felt everyone was saying so many bad things about her that she didn't deserve. Then she literally appeared to me. I didn't see her with my eyeballs, but I saw her shoot straight into my heart. She was wearing blue, such blue. She loved me so much, I was blown away. I could barely walk in the church. I felt like I was wrapped in a sweet bubble of love. Just ask Jesus to show you, like I did. Jesus will do it.
And finally, the seventh one.
Wow, this is so interesting. You called Mary a prayer partner, because in seeking the Lord about this, that is how he broke it down. She's like a sister in the Lord, or a spiritual mother. Like, say, if you had a sister in Christ that had a special prayer gifting, you'd go to her and ask her to pray for and with you for any particular thing. The same thing with Mary. She doesn't want glory of her own, but she is like a gentle, guiding, supportive mother that points you to Jesus and supports us in that. While I was in prayer the other day at church, while trying to be open to this, I had a sense of Mary on my left and Jesus on my right. She was a supportive, encouraging presence, reminding me I wasn't alone in my struggles and that I don't have to feel alone. Jesus was there, being Jesus, but Mary played a supporting role, walking up with me up and down the aisles in the church. It was beautiful, and it helped me understand what I was so hesitant to. It's not weird at all. On earth, as is in heaven, if we live in the Spirit, why wouldn't we be able to communicate in the Spirit with our brothers and sisters, the cloud of witnesses, to achieve God's purposes, if He desires? This message was beautiful confirmation and a rhema I had to confirm before I even listened to the message, but was pondering these things in my heart, and said, "Hold to the thoughts you're having now, because they are so good and holy and healthy for your soul." That was the rhema. God really is a good God. And he clears things up for us when we allow him to, and we are willing to put down our stubborn carnal ways. It's so easy to stick with what we've always known, but I want to know what Jesus wants me to know. Though I am glad you waited on his timing to bring it all up, I can see how it could have caused stumbling if it was done out of his timing. I, for one, would have had way more trouble accepting this if you had spoken of it before now. I would have probably been turned off from the whole channel. But his timing is perfect. I love him, and I love this channel. Thank you so much for your patience with us.